If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/youknowbusiness.
The Portland Trail Blazers are trying to claw their way into the NBA playoffs, and they've been getting a big boost from big man Jusuf Nurkić.
Zach Collins controls, dumps it off to Nurk, and the big fella with the finish and the foul over Jackson Jr.
There you go. Hype him up. Get him going, Nurk.
Rip City. It feels good to be back.
After being out for almost a year and a half with a horrific leg injury, Nurkić is back and has been lighting it up. Today, The Athletic's Jason Quick joins us to discuss Nurk's remarkable return, how far he could carry the Blazers, and how his teammates are helping the Bosnian star deal with a difficult family health situation.
They know that his heart is somewhere else, but his body is in Orlando, so they're trying to uplift him as much as they can and help him get through this.
From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Andre Skelto.
And I'm Kavitha Davidson. It's Wednesday, August 5th, and this is The Lead.
It felt like something great was happening.
There was just something about the emotion and that moment.
Yeah, they're faster, faster!
The failures of the past don't matter because we've got this guy.
Are you kidding me? I've never seen anything like that.
That's not good news.
This isn't a story where you interview the athlete and go home. It stays with you.
Summer is a bit different this year. Festivals, weddings, or even just brunching with our friends all feel like a thing of the past. But that doesn't mean summer is canceled. It's still out there. We just have to work a little harder to make our summer moments happen. And Coors Light wants to be right there with you by making it easy to chill. Starting with its new Chill Summer can featuring sunglasses that turn blue when your beer is cold and ready to drink. Social distancing might have pressed pause on our typical summer plans, but that doesn't stop me from cracking a cold Coors Light on my porch while I kick back at home. Coors Light is brewed with a three-step cold process. It's cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it's actually made to chill. And not only is it refreshing and crisp, but it's just 102 calories. So when it's time to reset the summer, reach for a Coors Light, the beer that's made to chill. You can have Coors Light delivered by going to get.coorslight.com and finding local delivery options near you. And remember to celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. When you choose a home security company, the last thing you want is to be trapped with high prices, complicated contracts, and bad customer support. And while there are a lot of options out there, there's really only one no-brainer, SimpliSafe. With an arsenal of sensors and cameras to blanket every room, window, and door, SimpliSafe has everything you need to protect your home with none of the drawbacks of traditional home security. And you can set it up in under an hour. Just peel and stick the sensors where you need them, no technician required. SimpliSafe's professional monitoring keeps watch day and night, ready to send police, fire, or medical professionals if there's an emergency. Ed, who works here at Wondery in Los Angeles, says SimpliSafe easily covered his whole house, upstairs and downstairs, and he sleeps like a baby, knowing his family and home are protected 24/7. All of this starts at $15 a month. Try SimpliSafe today at simplisafe.com/lead. You get free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial. There's nothing to lose. That's simplisafe.com/lead.
So Jason, it seems like it was about a decade ago, but can you remind us about the Blazers' playoff run last year?
Well, it was quite a ride. I've been covering this team for 22 years, and I think it was probably the most exhilarating run that I've covered. It included the first round victory over Oklahoma City, which was punctuated by Damian Lillard's 37-foot three-pointer at the buzzer to win it.
Lillard, long-range three, and it's good! At the buzzer, Damian Lillard! Are you kidding me?
And then in the next series against Denver, there was a four-overtime game that the Blazers won, thanks to Rodney Hood.
Off the heel, got it back to Hood. He'll try a three.
pushed to 7 games, and C.J. McCollum comes up with just a classic performance.
8 to shoot. McCollum will drive. Pushback jumper. It's good. C.J. McCollum with 37, and it's back to 3.
37 points, the most points by a Blazer in a Game 7. Pushed them into the Western Conference Finals for the first time in 19 years, and it was a great, great run by a team that many didn't expect to go that far.
And they made that playoff run without center Jusuf Nurkić. How important is he to this team?
Amazingly important, and in a lot of different respects. I mean, on the court, he is a force, both offensively and defensively.
Nurkić, career-high 22 rebounds tonight, 7 assists, 5 steals, 5 blocks, 23 points. I mean, those are all-star numbers.
He has transformed Portland from a very poor defensive team. This even goes back to 2017. They were a terrible defensive team, and then he instantly made them better. He's very large, obviously 7 feet, more than 280 pounds. But as C.J. McCollum says, he's like a ballerina. He moves like a ballerina. He's got very quick feet, and he's tough.
Off the screen, Oladipo into the lane. Blocked by Nurkić, recovered by Aminu.
Oh, Oladipo threw the left arm at Nurk. Nurk got into his head because he had some words for him after the block.
He is absolutely essential on the court for this team. But off the court, the GM of the Blazers recently called him kind of the spirit animal of the organization. He's got this really interesting personality where the opponent hates him because he kind of talks trash.
We have double technicals being dealt out here. Ben Simmons, one of them. And Jusuf Nurkić, the other, and you could almost hear from here the two of them kind of jawing at one another.
But he's also this caring, very inquisitive, and kind of an innocent guy.
I like making jokes.
You
like,
do?
If they're not, like, recognizing it first, and they, like, kind of be like, oh, you so tall. Do you play basketball? I was like, you so small. Do you play tennis? Like, I mean.
When he first got here on a trade in 2017, Portland fell in love with him, and people called it Nurk fever. There were T-shirts made up, and he really became the darling of the team.
Well, just before that playoff run last year, he had this absolutely gruesome leg injury.
Yeah, it was in double overtime against Brooklyn, and he was having a huge game, something like 32 points, 16 rebounds, and he was going up for a shot in the key.
Nurkić tip, no.
And when he landed, his leg just snapped.
But Jusuf Nurkić may be hurt.
It was the type of injury where the opponents, once they saw him on the ground and his leg was going the wrong way, they covered their mouths and ran to their bench.
Nurkić is down, and it is not good. They are calling for the stretcher, and this is not good.
It was something that when you saw it live, you had to turn away instantly because it was gross.
You feel for the person first, and then the trickle-down effect of what this means for the Blazers as he is taken off on a stretcher after a gruesome injury.
I remember hours after leaving the arena that night, it still stuck with you because it was such a gruesome sight.
How did his teammates react to that injury and to losing Nurkić?
They were stunned. The Blazers were in third place at that time, and they had really high hopes. And he was such an important part of the team that it was staggering. That night, Damian Lillard drove to the hospital, and those two are very tight friends. And they said that they didn't say words. They just clasped hands and looked at each other. And Damian said Jusuf had, you could tell he'd been crying, and they just shared this moment of looking at each other, and they knew the severity of what had happened and what was ahead of them.
He was out for almost a year and a half. Do you have a sense of what his recovery was like?
You know, actually, it was fairly successful. You know, it was a huge injury, but he healed pretty fast.
When I'm with the team, I feel even more hungry. So, you know, I lost some weight and I feel great. And more explosive, more quick. And I just feel like when day to come, I'm going to be the double beast. So it's just how it is.
But as he was doing his rehab, his big thing was, I don't want to just come back. I want to come back better than I was before.
Well, now Nurk is back. He's in the Orlando bubble with his teammates. What have you noticed about him in his first couple of games back?
He lived up to his promise. He's better than he was before. He has been absolutely dominant.
Pass inside to Nurkic. Nurkic, little jump hook, lays it up and in. He's got 28.
Grizzlies inbound, 7 to shoot. Jackson Jr. denied by Nurkic. So Nurk gets his 6th block.
In his first two games, averaging 24 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 3.5 blocks. I mean, just an absolute game changer. It's really amazing that a guy can miss 16 months of basketball, NBA basketball, and then just be plopped back in there and make the impact he's making. He's still dunking, and he says he feels great, that he doesn't feel any effects of surgery or his rehab. He is such a weapon, not only from a scoring standpoint, but from a passing element.
Dame back cut, nice pass. Nurk drops it to him, he laid it in.
He didn't start playing until he was 14 years old, but they were taught in Bosnia that you share the ball, you share the wealth. And it was really ingrained in him as a teenager that passing is a big part of the game. And his quote was, an assist make two people happy. And he really lives by that. It's perfect for Terry Stotts' flow offense, where that is predicated on ball movement and just cuts and moving and motion.
Nurk looking for a teammate to get open. Nice. Fakes the handoff, and Yusuf Nurkic with the hammer. Blazers.
And he really fits into that.
And Jason, while Nurkic has been making this remarkable return, he's also been dealing with this incredibly difficult family situation.
Yeah, after his first game against Memphis, he let us know that his grandmother, Hannah, had contracted COVID.
My grandma got COVID. She's in a hospital, like she's in coma.
And he found out about it a week prior, before his first scrimmage game, which was really the first time he had played in 16 months. And it really hit him hard. He didn't know whether he wanted to leave the bubble and go to Bosnia to see her or what he should do. And he was kind of conflicted about that.
You know, because she didn't want to go to the hospital in the first place. I said, if you don't go, I come.
And he said, if you don't go to the hospital, I'm going to come there.
And I think that's kind of made her mind to go to the hospital. You know, hopefully that's not too late.
And apparently she slipped into a coma after that. And so he's been battling that, the unknown and the inability to communicate.
What have his teammates said about what Nurkic is going through?
They could see after he had this phone call with her, CJ McCollum said, you could see a change in him.
His mood changed immediately. I noticed it a few days ago, so I went to his room just to check on him. And I asked him how everything was going, and that's when he kind of told me what was happening in his life.
Here he is, this guy who hasn't played in 16 months, getting ready for his first game, and he's got his grandma on his mind.
Tough situation right now for him to be so far away from his family, to be out here competing. So I give him a lot of credit for coming out here and battling with a heavy heart.
You know, Damian Lillard said for Yusuf to be able to compartmentalize what was going on in his personal life and still be able to play, Damian felt that really showed that how special Yusuf is as a person and a player.
You know, he's one of my closest friends, so of course I was there for him. And we had that conversation, and the fact that he's been able to still show up and get his work done and be present at practice and come out and have the kind of game that he had tonight, I think that just shows how much it means to him, you know, with everything he has going on with his family at home.
They know that his heart is somewhere else, but his body is in Orlando. So they're trying to uplift him as much as they can and help him get through this.
People don't realize the shit is real out there, man. I mean, we've been fortunate to be here in a safe environment. We test every day, but please, you know, take care of yourself. Wear a damn mask if you need to wear it.
And what's the latest with his grandmother?
Yusuf said she is no longer in a coma. She's still hospitalized in Bosnia, but it sounds like she's improving and not getting worse. So that's a positive. Just judging from his play, I would say he has been able to kind of center himself and put that aside for the two and a half hours that he's on the court. And, you know, a lot of players have over the years have spoken about the court being their sanctuary and a place where they can clear their head. And it's really kind of a freeing exercise for them to play. And I think Yusuf is really finding that out now, that it's a place for him to lose himself. I think it helps, too, that this is a very critical time for the Blazers. I mean, they have zero margin for error to make the playoffs and get in that play-in game. So I think as a unit, they've all been very concentrated on what's before them. And so I think that has helped Yusuf. And I think just getting on the court has helped him as well.
And Jason, there's a lot of buzz around the Blazers right now. How far do you think this team can go?
Well, I definitely think they can make the playoffs. And once they get there, I think anything can happen. If they do make the playoffs, they'll be faced against the Lakers. And the last time they played the Lakers, it was in Los Angeles, and they beat them.
Lefty layup, banks it home. And that'll make it a 10-point game. Damian Lillard with 48 points, 10 assists, and 8 rebounds.
I think they have the attention of the Lakers. I think any team that looks at the Blazers right now would be like, I don't want to face them. I think they're one of the most dangerous teams in the bubble. And several other coaches and players have noted that. And that's all because of Yusuf. I mean, Yusuf is a huge, huge part of this team and just changes them offensively and defensively. But first things first, they got to get to the playoffs. And they've got a very daunting schedule ahead of them in Orlando to be able to qualify for the playoffs. But once they get there, or if they get there, then I think the sky's the limit.
Well, Jason, thanks so much for joining us, and enjoy this run down the stretch.
I appreciate it.
You can read Jason Quick's story about Yusuf Nurkic and follow his coverage of the Portland Trail Blazers at theathletic.com. From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Andres Kelto. See you tomorrow.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used, because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.